This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for October 5th, 2012. I'm Natalie Pinchem. I will be reading a summary of an article on the cervical spine published today. Comparison of safety and stability of C2 pars and pedicle screws for atlantoaxial fusion. Meta-analysis and review of the literature. A systematic review article by Robert E. Elliott and colleagues. Some centers report less risk of vertebral artery injury with C2 pars screws than with C2 pedicle screws, although biomechanical studies suggest stronger fixation with C2 pedicle screws. The authors reviewed published series describing C2 pars and pedicle screw implantation and compared the incidence of vascular injury, screw malposition, and successful atlantoaxial fusion with each screw type. 2,975 pedicle screws and 405 pars screws were included in the safety analyses. The atlantoaxial fusion analysis included 918 patients treated with pedicle screws and 113 patients treated with pars screws. All studies provided class 3 evidence. 10 instances of vertebral artery injury occurred with pedicle screws and none with pars screws. Using meta-analysis techniques, the authors found no significant difference in the incidence of vertebral artery injury or clinically significant screw malpositions between pars and pedicle screws. The rate of radiographic malposition was higher with pedicle screws. Atlantoaxial fusion rates were slightly higher when pedicle screws were used instead of pars screws. The authors conclude that C2 pedicle screws appear to entail a slightly higher risk of vascular injury and malposition than pars screws, but that, consistent with the increased rigidity of pedicle screw constructs in biomechanical studies, axial pedicle screw fixation seems to yield a slightly higher rate of fusion. These data provide preliminary evidence for a subtle trade-off of safety for rigidity. Thank you for listening. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes to access all our podcasts and videos, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.